Well, it's hard to pick one in particular, but I'd mention just a few. There's the Brindley in the theatre in Runcorn, and the success of the Daresbury Science Park and the Heath in Runcorn. Over in Widnes, the Stobart Stadium, Victoria Square, and at the weekend we're going to unveil the new leisure facilities, cinema, ice rink, bowling alley that they're starting to build on the waterfront there. So there's lots of things gone on. But probably it's the bridge that signifies the real progress, because although we're not quite there yet, we're putting in a planning application this week, which is a major step forward in progress towards the second crossing.
Are we within touching distance of that elusive second crossing now,
do
you think?
We are, and I mean, it's been a long slog. We've spent more than 10 years building up support, getting support from government, doing our homework in terms of studies of the environment, the river, the economic benefits. But once we put the planning application in, then that's it. There's no turning back, and it will go on from there to a public inquiry. But if all goes well, in about 18 months' time, we'll be through all those hurdles, and all that's left then is to build it. And that's, we hope that work will start in 2011 and finish in 2014.
It's going to be a huge development once it finally arrives.
It will indeed, Liam, yeah.
Looking at the public inquiry, obviously that will weigh up the pros and the cons of the bridge. What kind of opposition are you facing, do you think?
Well, it's hard to know, and that's part of the process of planning applications. It elicits where the people feel that the problems are. I'd anticipate that there would be some environmentalists who would be opposed to any structures going into the river, but I don't know for certain, but usually there are opponents to anything that goes on in an estuary like the Mersey. But as far as the bridge, the concept of the bridge itself, it's got tremendous support. I mean, it's our present bridge, the Silver Jubilee Bridge, is the only road crossing in 20 miles between the tunnel and Warrington. So we're very, very stuck for crossings, and it's something of a bottleneck at the moment.
Anyone who's listening to this who may be stuck in traffic on the bridge will know the kind of problems they experience there. Is that why you think it's so vital?
Well, it solves that problem. I mean, the bridge was built for 9,000 vehicles a day, and it now carries 90,000 vehicles a day. So you can see the scale of the problem. But what it will also do is open up all sorts of possibilities for regeneration on both banks of the river. We have a long way to go. When you say, will there be objections? There are property issues along both banks of the river that we have to solve. But nevertheless, we are confident that given the will, and there is the will there from most businesses and the population of our twin towns, that we can get there.
It's not going to be cheap, is it, Tony? The best part of £400 million.
Nearly £400 million. And, I mean, it's not been easy to get most of the support for that, especially with a small authority like ours, because the bridge crossing, I mean, people may not know this, isn't a trunk road, it's a local authority road. So we are having to carry the burden of all the development costs involved, but we've had support from lots of different quarters, and we're carrying on.
Have you had any help from any neighbouring authorities? They'll benefit as well, won't they?
We've had a Mersey Crossing group. It's been working now for over 10 years, and our neighbouring authorities, and I'd pay particular credit to Knowsley and Liverpool and Warrington and St Helens, they've been supportive all the way through, as have Mersey Travel and many other private sector businesses and so on. Right the way through, we've had support, and we're very, very grateful for it. I think as people see now what the future promises, because it's going to be quite a statement. It's an iconic structure that's going to be built there. I think the support will grow and grow.
I suppose we're not quite at this point yet, but once the bridge is there, there's going to be talk of how you go about paying back some of that money. And obviously, toll roads.
It's going to be a toll bridge, and that's one of the big issues. The planning applications that are going in this week they address the physical structures on both banks, but they don't deal yet, and that's a further process with the tolling position. But the tolls are such that that they will pay for the bridge. We know that the traffic figures are such that they will attract great private sector interest. The difficult bit, but the bit that we're determined to address, is the level of concessions for local people who, after all, will have to live in a borough with a tolled bridge from one side to the other.
Is that something you're keen on? Is it bringing in those concessions?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the support of people here to a large extent depends upon us being able to produce a fair deal. And a fair deal is one where we're in a borough, because it's not even like Birkenhead and Liverpool, but in a borough where you've got the hospital on one side of the river, stadium on the other, people are crisscrossing, and it seems right that the main burden is paid by the passing, the through traffic, not by people commuting from Widnes to Runcorn and so on.